We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Here's Bill Roth.
Tonight we've got the Bruins and the Kentucky Wildcats. Ball is in the air and here we go. Kentucky wins the tip. Labissiere brings it back to Euless, who runs the point. UCLA opens man-to-man. Kentucky working to our left, shoots at the east goal in the first half against the straight man-to-man. There's a lob on the left side to Briscoe. Fakes to his right, goes left into the left corner against Bryce Alford. Hands it off, and now the Cats reverse the ball back to Euless on the right with eight to shoot. He puts it on the floor, penetrating into the lane. Five to shoot. Euless now gets it into the corner, and a left-wing jumper for Briscoe is good as the shot clock sounds. And Briscoe's jumper makes it 2-0 Kentucky. 2-2-1 zone press for Kentucky. Hamilton bringing the ball up the left sideline. Isaac Hamilton gets the midcourt, picks up his dribble, and bounces it across the timeline to Alford. Bruins set up in the half court. Alford against Briscoe. A minute in, 2-0 Kentucky. Alford on the wing, dumps it low to Parker. Now he's facing up on Marcus Lee, draws a double, goes underneath the Welsh, and he dunks to tie the game at 2. Parker the assist, Welsh the dunk. Briscoe counterattacking quickly for the Cats. In blue, trimmed in white. And the state of Kentucky, the Commonwealth of Kentucky logo, right below the neckline on each young man's jersey. Here's Briscoe in the wing with 12 to shoot. Comes out high, puts it on the deck, shoots a 17-footer, missed it badly. A big collision and an offensive foul is whistled on Lee, going for the rebound. That's the first foul of the game, and it goes on Lee, the center who is very springy out there, but Cal called him in this week and said, you need to bring more energy to the game. Unfortunately for Lee, his energy resulted in a foul there.
Yeah, he got a little overzealous there, pushing Tony Parker, trying to get to the offensive rebound. Great start by UCLA.
2-2 the score. 90 seconds in. Bryce Alford handles out front for the Bruins. Number 20 in white. Hands to Welsh, then gets it back. Left of the lane. One-on-one with Briscoe. Lobs to Welsh. 18-footer is no good. Parker has the rebound. Pump fakes. Puts it up and in. And UCLA leads it 4-2 on the stick back by Tony Parker. Last year, it was 24-0 Kentucky. So a much different start here tonight at Pauley. Here's Murray from Kitchener, Ontario, driving and dishing to Euless, left of the lane. The defensive matchup, Euless against Holiday. Has it on the wing on the left. He'll heave a deep three. No good off the back of the iron, and the Bruins have the rebound. Alford comes out of there with it in a crowd. Reverses the basketball to Holiday, right of the lane, against the Kentucky man-to-man. Pull-up jumper in the air. Good again for Welsh. And the Bruins lead it 6-2. Euless at the other end for Kentucky. A drive and a dish to Jamal Murray. Hands back to Briscoe at the free throw line. A four-point Bruins lead, 3 minutes in. Baseline drive by Briscoe, and he stepped on that baseline. Another Kentucky turnover. We should point out this is the Wildcats' first road game of the year. Holiday guarded by Euless into the corner to Alford for a long three that's good. And the Bruins are up by 7, 9-2. Euless pushing it quickly from our right to left. So the Bruins have come out and have taken a 9-2 lead on Kentucky. Euless, the terrific point guard, flips to Murray. A step back three is good from the left side. His 12th of the year, and that makes it 9-5. Murray averages 15 a game. That leads UK. Welsh hands to Hamilton. His step back two is off the front of the rim, just grazing iron. And short hopped on the rebound by Marcus Lee. Kentucky on the move. Here's Euless from our right to left. Threw it away. That pass picked off by Holiday. Forces the issue the other way for UCLA. Flips to Parker. His runner misses. A fight for the rebound. And Marcus Lee has it for the Cats. Long lob to midcourt to Murray. On the move. Feeds Matthews, who puts it up short. Rebound deflected into the corner. Got it back. Feeds Lee down the lane. Goes up and scores with an acrobatic layup. It's 9-7. Alford at the other end for the Bruins. His step back three. That one hit the back of the iron. And it goes out of bounds. And it'll send us to our first media timeout of the game. The Bruins 9 and Kentucky 7. Bruins turn it over in the front court. And here comes Kentucky. Euless pounding it into the hardwood. He's got a bandage on his right forearm, not the elbow. Fires and misses from the lane from 6 feet away, in and out. And the rebound comes down to the Bruins. Holiday coming to midcourt. 5 minutes in, 9-7, UCLA with the lead. Holiday at the top of the circle. Hands it off. Alford comes away with the ball after it was deflected from Welsh. 13 to shoot. Holiday goes down the lane. Nice move, and he scores off the window. 11-7, Bruins up by 4. 14:30 to go here in the first half. Euless handles in the front court. Number 3 in the Kentucky blue. Hands back to Murray in the middle of the floor. The freshman from Kitchener, Ontario. One arms it on the right wing. The long one for Lee is in and out. And the defensive rebound of the Bruins. Holiday again. That's two straight rebounds for Aaron Holiday. He comes to midcourt. Unguarded. Heaves and banks it home for 3.
Nice shot by the freshman. Come down. A little drag pick and roll in the middle of the floor. Really good to put Aaron and both Bryce in the middle of the floor in the pick and roll game.
14-7. Bruins by 7. Murray at the other end on a left wing three. Rattles home for Jamal Murray. Hamilton out front. Bounce pass picked off. Lazy pass intercepted again by Euless. A long lob into the front court to Matthews. Breaks away and dunks. It's 14-12. Kentucky within 2. 14-12, Bruins lead, and there's a turnover on the inbound, deflected and stolen away. Murray coming down the floor, 2-on-1. Alley-oop over the head of Poitras. Bad play by Kentucky. Tracked down by the Bruins, Ali. Prince comes to midcourt, flips the basketball to Holiday, skip pass into the corner. Caught there by Bolden. UCLA will set up in the half court. Bolden with a left-hand dribble at the top of the circle, 1-on-1 with Poitras. Feeds to the Holiday, down low to Parker, turns to shoot, puts it up, missed. And the rebound to Kentucky's Humphreys, ripping it down. He's a big kid, is Humphreys. It's 7'260" from Sydney, Australia. Here's Euless in the front court for Kentucky. Chicago native flips to Poitras, then gets it back with 11:40 to go in the half. He slices into the lane, hands to Poitras, a baseline jumper around and out. And the rebound to Bryce Alford in the crowd for the Bruins. Coming to midcourt. Bruins 14, Kentucky 12. With 11:19 to go, Alford in the corner. Step back jumper for 3. Yes, sirree!
Nice job there. UCLA settled down, ran a nice little offensive set. Get Bryce coming off a baseline screen for a wide open 3.
17-12, Bruins leading. Euless at the other end for Kentucky. At the top of the circle, flips it over to Briscoe, left of the lane. Back to Euless. He's been hesitant to shoot. Let's see if he pulls the trigger here. Nope, gives up the pass. Throws it to Matthews. Goes baseline, threw the ball back to the wing. Humphreys will pull up from 16, and he misses that one. And then Bryce Alford gets undercut, and they're going to call a walk. Briscoe apparently didn't trip him. Bryce just landed on his foot, is what they said.
Yeah, it looks like he just got his foot tangled in up with Isaiah Briscoe when he came down. Kind of rolled his ankle a little bit too, Bill.
It'll send us to a timeout with 10:43 to go in the first half. The score is UCLA 17 and Kentucky 12.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie. Or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
Keys, 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 keys on that line. Keys, 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 all across LA.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
Bristol Farms carries the highest quality ingredients for all of your favorite recipes, as well as ready-to-eat options from snacks to meals to treats, including the cookie, our bakery's decadent version of the classic chocolate chip cookie, made of 60% Belgian chocolate and filled with toasted walnuts. It's served warm all day at all 13 locations. Visit any one of our 13 Southern California locations or bristolfarms.com to learn more.
Under Armour is proud to partner with UCLA Athletics. Every team and athlete on our roster is united by an undeniable will to win. Visit UA.com today to shop the latest Under Armour gear, all designed to help the world's best athletes become even better. Go beyond greatness with Under Armour.
Ball gets deflected as it gets inbound to Coach Alford growing up in Indiana. All familiar with the UK tradition, how important Kentucky basketball is and the tradition in both of those states that border each other, of course. He said it's a real honor to coach in this game. Bolden tips the ball after Briscoe went down the lane. They're going to count the basket. That makes it 17-14, and Isaiah Briscoe, the rookie from New Jersey, gets credit for the points. It's the first time that a UCLA-Kentucky game has ever been played on either campus. Next year they'll play at UK's Rupp Arena in Lexington. 17-14 the score. UCLA with the lead and the basketball. 10:22 to go in the opening half. Out front, Aaron Holiday flips it to Parker into the corner to Alford. One-on-one against Briscoe. Bryce beat him on the drive. Flips a pass into the corner. It's caught over there by Ali right in front of Coach Calipari on the Kentucky bench. Goes baseline. Fires and scores. First two for Ali. Bruins by five. Here is Euless into the front court. Number three in Kentucky blue. Had a hyperextended elbow, was questionable for this game, but did start and has played. But he's been hesitant to shoot the basketball thus far. Now he does fire one, and he connects. A deep left-wing jumper for Euless. UK gets it low to Lebizier, turns the post up. Parker misses from in close, and the rebound comes to the Bruins again. Here's Alford to midcourt. Nice bounce pass to the block. Before the dunk, a foul on the floor on Scalabizier. They're going to wave off the basket. He fouled him. Bruins inbound right underneath the Bolden. Puts it in and the foul. Tremendous underneath out-of-bounds play. Bolden gets the basket and the foul will go on Kentucky. Bolden's free throw rolls home. And UCLA by five once more. 22-17 with 9:05 to go. Euless out front. Slides right off a screen. Now goes to his left. Dribbles. Fades. Fires. Scores. Tyler Euless, back-to-back goals for Big Blue. 22-19 the score, 8:37 to go. Alford counterattacks for UCLA, 4-3 on the season. Hands to Hamilton right of the lane. Hamilton against Jamal Murray, UK's leading scorer. A bounce to Bolden, zips it to the baseline. It's caught there by Welsh. Bruins reverse the ball back out high, though, to the right side, where it's caught by Hamilton with 10 to shoot. into the corner to Alford against the Kentucky man-to-man. Bryce one-on-one against Briscoe. Fires, and it's off the rim, missing. Fight for the rebound, tracked down by UK's Lavizier. And the Cats counterattack from our right to left, shooting towards the east goal of this first half. Murray handling out front against the Bruins. A lob low to Poitras. Faces up, shoots over Welsh, and scores. 22-21 the score. A nine-footer for Alex Poitras. Alford counterattacks for the Bruins against the Kentucky man-to-man, feeding Prince Ali out front, 7:45 to go. Ali goes down the lane, nearly lost the handle, regains and scores. He lost that ball off his hip and got it back and scored. Cats inbound quickly. Ulis, a right side jumper. That's no good. UCLA has the rebound. Hamilton coming to midcourt. Isaac pounding the ball, goes between his legs as he cuts across the midcourt area where the big UCLA logo is painted on the hardwood. Now Briscoe deflects the ball out of bounds, and it'll send us to our third media timeout of the game. UCLA is led by as many as seven and leads by three now with 7:24 to go in the first half. The score, the Bruins 24, Kentucky 21. Bruins have the ball out of the timeout, leading by three. And out front, Prince Ali dribbles, but now with just six to shoot, hands the Holiday. He goes into the lane. Fires with the left hand, swatted out of there by Kentucky. The shot clock sounds, but the play will continue as Hawkins goes down the floor and misses. Murray has the rebound for Kentucky. Out to Ulis. A wide open three. He misses. Poitras goes over everybody, but his shot was blocked by Welsh. Hamilton outlets to Ali. Tracks it down. Goes behind his back to Bolden. Finds the trailer Holiday. An alley-oop to the right corner. Caught there by his teammate Isaac Hamilton. And the chaotic, frenetic pace slows. The crowd loves it. Holiday flips the Bolden. He'll gun a three. Around and out. And a whistle and a foul on the rebound on Poitras. Team foul number six on Kentucky. Isaac Hamilton gets the inbound, banging it off of Ulis and laying it in. Ulis had his back to Hamilton as he was inbounding the ball on the baseline. He threw it in off his back, caught it, and then laid it in.
Nice resourceful play by Isaac Hamilton right there, Bill.
Five-point UCLA lead. Here's Lavizier facing up on Welsh, baseline left, puts it on the floor, goes behind the board, draws a double, holds the ball, and it's a held ball. And the possession to the Bruins, who lead by five with 6:07 to go in the first half.
Bill, the one word we talked about coming out tonight was compete. And the Bruins have come out in these first few minutes early in this game, and they are competing on both ends of the floor, Bill.
Here's the inbound. It comes to Bolden out front. Gets it low to Welsh, who had good positioning. The jump hook just missed from in close. And the rebound to Jamal Murray. And the UK leading scorer counterattacks into the front court. Feeds Ulis on the left side. 5:39 to go in the first half. Bruins 26, Wildcats 21. The winningest program in the history of college basketball versus the team with the most titles tonight. Long jumper in the air by Murray. He misses. And a foul on Kentucky. That was Lavizier. Colliding with a Bruin, committing team foul number six. Here's the next free throw now for the Bruins sophomore. 2-for-2. 28-21 the score. Murray a drive and a dish. Matthews' left corner jumper is airborne and no good again. It is a pack line style defense for sure tonight for the Bruins. Here's Hamilton circling around, gets into the lane. Free throw line jumper is good, and the Bruins have their biggest lead of the night. 30-21 with 5 minutes to go, and Kentucky calls timeout. Out front, freshman Jamal Murray from Kitchener, Ontario. Lobs on the right side to Ulis, puts it on the deck, now pulls up for the jumper. That's around and out. A fight for the rebound. It rolls free to Parker. And the Bruins have it again with 4:35 to go here in this first half. Parker hands it off to Alford, brings it across the timeline. High post lob to Thomas Welsh. Dribbles once, reverses the basketball to Hamilton. Puts it on the deck, or rather Holiday, and he's fouled. That'll be team foul number eight. Now, if you're a Kentucky fan, you're saying UCLA has committed one foul in this first half. But the way the Bruins are playing, they're watching Kentucky settle for jump shots. Both free throws are good, and the Bruins lead by 11, 32-21, 4:15 turning in the first half. Ulis to the midcourt stripe, number three in blue. Flips it on the right side to Humphreys, then gets it back. Ulis reverses the basketball to Murray, into the lane to Humphreys, lost the handle, and rolls free. Ulis picks it up, eight to shoot. Lob out front, Murray the catch. Murray draws a double, hands the open man. That's Ulis going into the lane. Underneath, and a layup is good for Poitras. just as the shot clock was about to expire. Beautiful assist for Tyler Ulis. 32-23. UCLA's lead is 9. Timeout coming to the next dead ball, by the way. To midcourt is Alford. Bryce Alford, guarded by Briscoe, puts it on the deck, slides right, hands to Welsh. Reverses the basketball to Aaron Holiday with 13 to shoot. Holiday against Ulis, lobs to Welsh. He's open, pulls the trigger, got it. 34-23. The lead is 11 once more with 3:19 to go in the first half. There is Jamal Murray across the line for the Wildcats. Drives, dishes left side. Ulis a ball fake. Ulis goes behind his back and lobs it back out front. Murray the catch there. 3:05 to go in the half. Murray goes into the lane. A bounce to Ulis. Reverses the basketball to the driving Briscoe. In traffic, connects with the left hand. Bruins 34, Wildcats 25. 2:53 to go.
Bill, really key right here that the Bruins finish out this half strong. Continue to make stops and make nice plays, simple plays offensively.
Bryce Alford now called with an offensive foul. They say he pushed Briscoe to the deck. That's just the second foul tonight on UCLA, and it'll send us to our final media timeout of the first half. In the front court, Murray puts it on the deck, left wing, fires a jumper, fading away, couldn't get it to go. Fight for the rebound, and Poitras had it and was fouled, they say.
Jump ball, I think.
Or a held ball. It is the latter. Good call. Held ball, thus Kentucky possession. Here comes Humphreys back into the lineup now, who's a big old Aussie at 7'260" from Sydney, Australia. And they lob it into him, but Baldwin with those long arms intercepted. A Kentucky turnover, the Wildcats' sixth of the first half. Short shot clock now. Inbound comes to Welsh in the corner. Lobs it to the head of the key, where it's caught there by teammate Isaac Hamilton. 5 to shoot. And Hamilton backing in, gets hand checked. A foul on Ulis. 1 of 2 free throws for Hamilton. It remains a 10-point Bruins lead with a minute 53 to go. 35-25 here in the first half. Bounce pass to Poitras, posting up down low on Parker. Ball gets thrown away. Rolls all the way to the head of the key. Recovered there by Briscoe. He'll fire a jumper, and it's off the mark. A fight for the rebound, and Bolden goes over the back, committing a foul. That'll be team foul number 3 on the Bruins. Comes with a minute 32 to go. Wildcats inbound the basketball, and a quick jumper by Murray is no good. A fight for the rebound, and it comes to Poitras underneath. Mitchell puts it up and in. 35-27 the score with 1:17 to play. One-on-one with Murray is Alford. Backs it up to the middle of the floor with a minute to go. Circles around, goes baseline, goes behind the board. Fires a pass to Bolden, got his man in the air, and whistle blows as the ball goes out of bounds. It was deflected by the Wildcats with 5 to shoot. Price goes to the goal. The floater misses, but Bolden banks home the miss. Bruins by 10 again. 45 seconds to go in this first half. 37-27. And the Den, the UCLA students, are going crazy here tonight with under a minute to go in the first half. And the Bruins by 10. Briscoe puts it on the deck for Kentucky. Lost the handle, the ball regains with 10 to shoot. Out of the head of the key to the penetrating Jamal Murray. And he's hand-checked going down the lane before the shot. Foul is called on Bolden. 24.5 seconds to go in the first half. UCLA by 10. Here's the throw in by Jamal Murray. Bounces to Briscoe in a crowd. He puts it up and he's fouled. He'll go to the line for 2. Here's the second free throw, and that's good. They're not even guarding Tony Parker, taking it out. He throws the ball into Hamilton, comes to midcourt. 20 seconds to play in the half. Clock turns. Hamilton to the center circle, checked by Briscoe. 13 to go. Remember, as long as you're dribbling, there's no 5-second rule this year. Here's Alford with 8. Catches the ball out front. Alford against Dominique Hawkins. Feeds it to Welsh. Try to get it back to Bryce. Goes down the lane. Couldn't connect. Kentucky has the rebound, and the horn will sound. And at halftime, it's UCLA 37 and Kentucky 29. Bruins got a great look in close. Didn't convert, but what a half for Steve Alford's team.
As we navigate the COVID-19 crisis, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to serving you. We've been deemed an essential business, so our doors will stay open. We encourage you to buy online, then pick up curbside. Together, we're committed to getting through this.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
As we navigate the COVID-19 crisis, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to serving you. We've been deemed an essential business, so our doors will stay open. We encourage you to buy online, then pick up curbside. Together, we're committed to getting through this.
Hey, Bruins fans! Have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCal Honda Dealers or on Twitter at Helpful Honda.
Bruins will start with the basketball in the second half, and here we go. Ball thrown in to Aaron Holiday, who's played a lot of point tonight. Flips it to Parker, then gets it back on the wing on the right. Hamilton to Welsh, and then the return feed. A lob into the corner. Bryce Alford the catch. Lost the handle going behind his back. Regains 11 to shoot. Alford one-on-one with Briscoe. Hands to Welsh. Shot clock at 5. Bryce pulls the trigger on a long one. That's off the iron, missing. And the rebound to Kentucky. Here's Euless coming to midcourt. From our left to right, Kentucky shooting towards the west goal in those blue jerseys trimmed in white. A lob low to Poitras, and he muscled it up, and it was partially deflected inside by Welsh. No good. Thomas has been a rim defender tonight. Here's Parker getting the nice feed from Alford. Puts it up in, and the foul. Brandon Alford with a pretty bounce pass, and Parker finishes low. Parker's free throw's good. UCLA matches its largest advantage of the night now of 11, 40-29. A minute into the second period. Here's Euless coming to midcourt. Front of the UK bench. Bounces it no to Poitras. Went to dunk it and got fouled hard. Let's see who they call it on. It's on Parker. Free throw goes down. UK extending its defense now. Cutting the lead to 9. 40-31. A minute gone by in the second half. Here's Holiday coming to midcourt for the home team. Hands to Hamilton in the open floor. One-on-one with Murray. One arms it to Bryce Alford on the right side. 18 to shoot. Bruins have been very patient with their offense tonight. Make Kentucky guard you for the whole time. Here's Hamilton slicing into the lane. Dumps it low to Welsh, and an easy layup is good. Wonderful job by Hamilton to draw the help defender. He dumps it low to Thomas, who banks it home.
Nice play there. He was under control, penetrating, made a nice little drop pass.
Bruins by 11, 42-31. Here's Murray slicing into the lane. Nearly got held up. Whistle blows. He put it up and in, but they're going to call a walk first. Got the ball kind of hung up on his hip as he tried to cross over down the lane, turning it over.
Well, he got caught in there, Bill, because he saw bodies. Tony Parker was there. The rotation was there this time. It made him hesitate, got the ball caught on his hip, and he traveled.
Labissiere, who started at center, then caught a couple of fouls early, starts now for the Cats here in the second half. He's a big fellow. Wears jersey number 1, listed at 6'11". Parker gets it low and goes right at Labissiere. They're going to call the foul instead on Poitras.
Coach Alford is really
trying to... That's his third, right?
Yep, I think it is.
Third on Poitras. Here's the inbound to Alford. A quick catch and shot on the baseline. Missing. Welsh has the rebound, and he's fouled. Two quick fouls. This one's on Poitras. It's his fourth. An incredible turn of events there within 10 seconds. Back-to-back fouls on Alex Poitras. And with Lee out of the game, with an apparent head injury, Coach Calipari and the Cats are in a world of trouble here inside. Inbound quickly. Welsh gets it low and rams it right over Labissiere. It's a 13-point UCLA lead. Number one, Kentucky may be in some hot water tonight. Down 13 in big foul trouble and injuries as well, affecting Coach Cal's Wildcats. Out front, here's Labissiere penetrating, gets it down low, and a driving layup is good. Briscoe gets it to go. Briscoe mans up on Alford, who pushes him away. Play goes on. They collide again, and the foul is on Kentucky. It's on Briscoe. Coach Calipari is reenacting what he claims is a shove by Bryce Alford. Here's Parker handing the ball off to the penetrating Aaron Holiday. Hangs, fires, missed it. Rolled around and out. And the big Australian Humphreys has the rebound for Kentucky. Outlets to Useless into the front court. Tyler Ulis, who was questionable after hyperextending his right elbow, has played much of the game. He drives, dishes left side. Briscoe the catch. Penetrating. Puts it up and in with the right hand. And the lead is down to 9. 44-35 the score. Alford to midcourt for the Bruins. Number 20 hands it off. A driving attempt thrown away as Holiday couldn't get it to go. A Bruins turnover. Here comes Kentucky on the move. Tyler Ulis finds the trailer. That's Jamal Murray. Goes to the glass. Couldn't connect. Rebound to Thomas Welsh to the Bruins. Now it's UCLA's turn with the ball. Alford flips to Holiday. Squares the shoulders. Fires and scores for 3 from the left corner. It's a 12-point UCLA lead, 47-35. At the other end, here's Ulis penetrating into the lane. Nice bounce pass underneath, and a layup by Labissiere is off the mark, but he was fouled. And he'll go to the line for 2. Foul's going to be whistled on Hamilton.
2 of the best ways to get 3-pointers. 1, offensive rebound kickout, and the second right there, transition 3 when the defense is not back. Aaron was able to knock down the 3. Again, on the defensive end, UCLA's help side rotation, Bill, has got to get there a little quicker.
First free throw goes down. That cuts the UCLA lead to 11, 47-36. This year will shoot again at the West goal here inside Pauley Pavilion. And the second one is perfect. Bruins 47, Kentucky 37. Coach Calipari continues to work the officials. Into the front court, here's Holiday. Matched up by Tyler Ulis. Knocked the ball away. Regained at the midcourt line by Holiday, and he flips it over to Parker. Reverses to Alford on the left. Whistle blows, and a push-off on Alford.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Bruin fans, this basketball season, remember to keep it interesante, just like Dos Equis, the beer that correctly predicted the Bruins' 11 championship titles, the preferred beer of Bruins everywhere when they're finished playing pickup basketball, and the beer that never hibernates. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York. Copyright 2019 Dos Equis Beer Brands.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing? No problem. Drywalling? Nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
Welsh makes the first free throw. So Lee is out. Poythress with 4 fouls. And now 3 on Labissiere. Let's see what Coach K does. Matthews to the bench. And here comes Dominique Hawkins, who's kind of a stocky 6-foot guard from Richmond, Kentucky, back here. Welsh makes the second free throw. The Bruins lead is back to 12. Welsh's team-high scoring total rises to 13. 5 minutes into the second half, UCLA by a dozen. Kentucky with the basketball in the front court. Middle of the circle, Dominique Hawkins. In the middle of the floor, I should say. Hands to Ulis, penetrating to his right with 12 to shoot. Ulis against Alford, reverses the basketball to the left. It's caught by Hawkins, a jump pass to the block. Out by LeBizier. Skip pass on the right side to Humphreys. Three to shoot. Here's a bomb in the air by Briscoe. Misses. Rebound. Stick back. He's good. Dominique Hawkins averages just two a game. Gets the stick back. Kentucky within 10.
The Bruins have to rebound the ball to finish the possession. Right now, Kentucky's best play is a missed shot.
Holiday in the front court for the Bruins. Flips it on the right side. It's caught there by Bryce Alford. In the home white jerseys, trimmed to the blue and the gold. Over to Hamilton. A step-back jumper hit the rim. No good. Ball goes into the corner. Saved inbounds. Yes, twice. Alford leaped right in front of us to save it. Bruins get it down low, and Alford turns to shoot and put it in. What a job by Alford. He saved it, leaping right over you, my man.
Yeah, I thought he was going to catch it there, but it just shows great effort tonight by the Bruins on both ends of the floor. They're hustling all over the place. They really want this win tonight, Bill.
Holiday saved it the first time. Bryce the second got it back and put it in. At the other end, a driving layup by Ulysses, no good. The Bruins, who lead by 12, counterattack with Holiday. Underneath, Parker the catch, Parker the shot, and he's fine. Another Kentucky foul. And this one is on LeBizier, and that is his fourth personal foul. Second free throw is no good. Rebound Kentucky. Ulysses to midcourt. The sophomore playing with that hyperextended elbow. Hands it off into the lane. A bad pass. LeBizier was able to save it. And a held ball. Tie it up. Kentucky will throw it in. Well, the Bruins are in the bonus the rest of the way tonight, too. Here's Briscoe penetrating into the lane. Get Parker in the air. Whistle blows and a foul is called. And it's going to be on Tony, who went for that ball fake. It'll be team foul number 4 on the Bruins. Coach Alford telling Parker, stay down, stay down. Briscoe misses the two-shot foul. He'll shoot again. And for Kentucky, 6'9", Derek Willis checks into the lineup. 52-39 Bruins. A lot of time to go, though. 13-34. Number 1, Kentucky. In foul trouble and down 13. Briscoe's from Union, New Jersey. Struggling from the line this year. Goes 0 for 2 there. He's 9 of 25 on the year now. Bruins get the rebound as Bolden bats it to Alford, and Bryce walks to midcourt. Leading by 13, Alford hands it off. Hamilton catches the feed from Holiday left of the lane. Bounce pass back to Bryce, left side, 15 to shoot. Alford hands to Parker, gets it back. 8 to shoot, lobs it on a pick and roll. Parker the catch and basket, beautifully done. 54-39, the Bruins are up 15, their biggest lead of the night.
High pick and roll in the middle of the floor, Bill.
Willis in the front court for Kentucky. Dribbles once and a ball hand off to a streaking Briscoe, and he's fouled by Parker as he goes to shoot, and he'll shoot a couple of free throws again.
UCLA's got to do a better job with the dribble handoff and the pick-and-roll defense. They can go under the pick. Right now they're trying to go over the top and letting Isaiah Briscoe get to the basket. Just go under, meet him on the other side, and force him to take a contested jump shot.
Arguably the two most tradition-rich programs in the country. Kentucky's won more games than anyone else. The Bruins have won more national titles than anyone else. 11 national titles. Kentucky is second with 8. Briscoe makes the free throw. That is good. 54-40. I know there's some Tar Heel fans listening that would likely object.
Definitely, but the facts are the facts. UCLA has
11,
and
Kentucky has 8.
So right now UCLA is ahead of the game, Bill.
Both free throws are good. Humphreys, who's a big guy to begin with, backpedals and tumbles to the deck after making that. Cuts the UCLA lead to 13, 54-41 the score.
This is where UCLA has to be really sharp with their passes, making great decisions. Kentucky's going to pick up their pressure here, try to create some turnovers.
Against the press, Bruins break it systematically as Bolden lobs it across the midcourt stripe on the left side to Isaac Hamilton. Into the lane he goes, beat his man, the floater missed it. Rebound Kentucky. In a crowd, that was Derek Willis that pulled it down. Outlet on the left side of Jamal Murray. Murray crosses over, baseline feed to Matthews in traffic, and Wells swats his shot out of bounds, or out of play, rather. Saved inbounds over there by Ali. Bruins on the move in the front court. Another block shot for Thomas. Holiday goes down the lane, draws the defender, feeds Welsh. The jumper's good. Oh, is he on fire tonight? On both ends, Thomas Welsh from Redondo Beach. 15-point UCLA lead. 12:09 to go. Here's Charles Matthews handing it out front, middle of the floor to Jamal Murray.
Hands to Euliss. Step back jumper in the air. Off the iron, he misses. Willis keeps it alive. Puts it up and in, and the foul.
He says got to do a better job of finishing the defensive possession with the rebound. They're getting Kentucky to take jump shots. Now they just have to secure the rebound when it comes off.
Cuts the Bruins' lead to 13, and a free throw coming up after the timeout.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice. Keys, 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 all across LA.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil change, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Hey, Bruin fans, score big when you take the Amtrak Pacific Surfliner to top destinations in SoCal. Travel by train to San Diego, Anaheim, LA, Santa Barbara, and more. Why worry about traffic when you can sit back in your seat and enjoy a beautiful trip along the coast? Let the Pacific Surfliner take you to famous wineries, laid-back surf towns, bustling cities, or home for the weekend. Check out our student discount, trip options, and special offers at PacificSurfliner.com.
Aaron Holiday will try to throw it in. He does so nicely to Bolden. That was a really underrated inbound right there. That's a tough place to inbound when you can't move. Out front, ball gets down low, and a jump hook for Alford is good. I was screened off there. That was Holiday that put up. Beautiful bounce pass into the paint for Bryce. Bruins by 14. Here's Euliss handing it off in the front court to Matthews. Skip pass on the right side comes to Derek Willis. He spins into the lane on Bolden, fades, fires, misses. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll roll back to Kentucky. If you're Coach Steve Alford, you want Derek Willis shooting as much as he wants. With a busy air in foul trouble, and Poitras in foul trouble, and Lee out.
Yeah, Coach, if I'm Coach Alford, guys, let him play one-on-one all he wants. Let him shoot all the balls he wants. Just secure the rebound when he misses, Bill.
Now they're going to pull him out of the game now. Willis sits down, and Lebizier is back. Into the front court, here's Aaron Holiday of the Bruins. One-on-one with Euliss. Straight man to man. And a reach-in foul is whistled on Briscoe. On a reach in right across the way. And that'll be the team limit. Number 7 on Kentucky. Free throw's no good. Welsh rebounds to Ali. His long one is off the mark. And the defensive rebound to Briscoe of Kentucky. Sprinting the midcourt, number 13 in blue. Briscoe goes down the lane, finds the trailer. Murray, the catch and shot, no good off the iron. And the defensive rebound to Holiday. Long lob, Ali ahead of the field to the goal. And he puts it up. Missed, but the foul is called on Euliss, who is trailing the play. The second free throw is no good. Rebound to Kentucky. Murray goes coast to coast, forces one with the right hand and misses. And a foul before the shot on the rebound on Bolden. The second free throw is too strong. Rebound to Holiday. Bruins ball leading 59-47. 10-12 to go. 12 to shoot. Bryce goes behind his back, slides left off a screen, lobs to Ali on the wing. Ali the drive to the goal with a right hand monster jam. And he goes down hard after making it. Ali with a tremendous dunk and a foul on the play as well. A highlight dunk for the rookie.
Wow, what a poster right there for the freshman against the number one team in the nation. How you like me now, Kentucky?
Ali extends his right arm up and dunks it right on Poitras.
Up and away, Bill.
That's his fifth.
So not only does he foul out, he's going to foul out on a play that is going to be played over and over and over. So Poitras fouls out. Free throw is good. And the new score is UCLA 62 and Kentucky 47. 9:49 to go in the game, at least in regulation time. Kentucky with the basketball. Ulis out front, one-on-one with Bryce Alford. A jump pass into the corner. Briscoe the catch, goes baseline, up and under, and scores with the right hand. 62-49 the score, 9:36 to go. Nice drive by Briscoe. Remember, he's a freshman. This is the first true road game that UK has played this year. 5-0 at home, 2-0 neutral. This is their first road game. Parker gets the lob low, went to shoot, and he's fouled by Willis. Here's Willis into the front court for Kentucky. Hands it off to the head of the key, crossing over Ulis. Nice move, puts it up and out. No good, but the foul was called on Bryce Alford. Briscoe leads the Wildcats with 16. Welsh leads the Bruins with 16. The second free throw rattles home for Kentucky, and that cuts the lead to 12. 63-51, UCLA leading, 9:09 to go in the second half. Bryce Alford coming to midcourt. Briscoe guards him. Bryce at the center circle. Oh, bad pass. Intercepted. Willis will break away as Welsh trails, and he dunks. And the lead is 10, 63-53. The Bruins want a timeout, but first a foul was called on Kentucky. The Bruins were trying to get a timeout, but instead a reach-in on Briscoe. Second free throw by Bryce. In and out. It remains an 11-point Bruins lead with 8:49 to go, 64-53. Here's Murray to midcourt for UK. Flips the ball to the left side. Ulis the catch there. 8:38 and counting in the second half. Off a screen, Murray drives left, fades and fires. Ball is in the air and short. Loose rebound tracked down by Ali, who had the highlight dunk of the night. Outlets the basketball to Bryce Alford. Into the front court he comes, where Ulis meets him at midcourt. Alford a drive into the lane. Passes it on the right side to Ali. Three-guard alignment. The third is Hamilton. The catch. The drive. Bank and rim. No good. Whistle blows. Over the back, Tony Parker commits the foul. It'll be a 1-1 for Kentucky. 11-point game. First free throw is good. If you've watched Kentucky basketball over the years, and I know you have, they're kind of like MacGyver in the SEC when they play on the road. You know what I mean? You watch those games from Starkville, Mississippi, or Baton Rouge, or Vanderbilt, and they're always down with like 7 minutes to go, and you wonder, how is Kentucky going to win that one?
And they always seem to make it.
And they do in their league on the road.
Yeah.
They've been obviously going back to the days of Coach Rupp. Alford turned it over in the front court. Ulis the steal, two-on-one with Willis. The bounce pass to him goes up and under with the left hand and misses the layup. Rebound, a loose basketball. Kentucky tracks it down, though. Out front, Murray with 7:50 to go. Fresh shot clock. Deep right corner, three is in the air, and no good. Ball goes out of bounds to the Bruins, and it'll send us to a timeout. But this is not Starkville. This is Westwood, and the Bruins lead by 10 with 7:48 to go. Can they hang on and beat number one Kentucky? Well, it's caught there by Tom Welsh. Gets it back to Bryce down the lane. The floater around and out. Loose ball on the floor and the rebound. Bolden tracks that down, and a long one for Hamilton. It's good.
Nice, Bill. Offensive rebound, kick out three. One of the best percentage threes in the game of basketball right now.
67-54, Bruins by 13. Jamal Murray at the other end, a bounce pass deep in that left corner. Hawkins the catch, Hawkins the drive, dumps it low to Lavizier. Into the corner, the return to Murray, a step back three, hit the iron and missed. Bolden had the rebound, then had it stripped by Kentucky. As Derek Willis gets it, goes into the lane, and a blocking foul on Bolden, and the ball is up and in. Count the basket and the foul on Bolden. UK's not done yet. What a basket by Derek Willis. Here's the free throw by Willis. It's good. A three-point play. So the 13-point lead is cut to 10. 6:45 to go to the rookie Holiday. Hands to Hamilton. Nearly lost the handle with eight to shoot. Back near midcourt. Hamilton grimacing as he crosses over. Penetrates. Get his man in the air. The teardrop is around and out. Tipped once and twice and in. Hamilton bats it home. Bruins by 12 with 6:08 to go. Murray beat his man on the drive, flips it over to Tom. Jumper is good from the right elbow. 71-57, Bruins by 14, 5:28 to go in the game. Murray penetrates for Kentucky. Goes baseline. Hung up in the air. Lobs to Ulis on the wing. Whistle blows, and he's fouled on a reach-in by Holiday. It'll be two shots. Second free throw now for the sophomore from Chicago, and it rolls home. Our new score, UCLA 71, Kentucky 59. Wildcats jump into their full-court pressure. Bruins call time and a media timeout as well. So let's step aside with 5:23 to go in regulation time.
As we navigate the COVID-19 crisis, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to serving you. We've been deemed an essential business, so our doors will stay open. We encourage you to buy online, then pick up curbside. Together, we're committed to getting through this.
Hey, Bruins fans, have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCal Honda Dealers or on Twitter at Helpful Honda.
As we navigate the COVID-19 crisis, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to serving you. We've been deemed an essential business, so our doors will stay open. We encourage you to buy online, then pick up curbside. Together, we're committed to getting through this.
Bruin fans, this basketball season, remember to keep it interesante, just like Dos Equis, the beer that correctly predicted the Bruins' 11 championship titles, the preferred beer of Bruins everywhere when they're finished playing pickup basketball, and the beer that never hibernates. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York, copyright 2019 Dos Equis Beer Brands.
Under Armour is proud to partner with UCLA Athletics. Every team and athlete on our roster is united by an undeniable will to win. Visit UA.com today to shop the latest Under Armour gear, all designed to help the world's best athletes become even better. Go beyond greatness with Under Armour.
Jonah Bolden will inbound the basketball. UK back to its full court press. Bruins have turned it over just 10 times on the night. Jonah throws it in to Aaron Holiday, and he'll walk to midcourt. Guarded and bumped by Ulis. Hands to Bryce Alford in the middle of the floor. 20 to shoot. Alford on the wing on the right side, one-on-one with Jamal Murray. Bryce crosses over, gets into the lane. Over to Welsh for the jumper that's good. Two more for Welsh, who's feeling it tonight. He's got 20 on 8 of 11 shooting. 73-59. Bruins by 14. Ulis at the other end. Hands it off to the top of the circle where it's caught there by Jamal Murray. He'll heave a deep three, and it's good. 73-62, and Coach Cal calls timeout. Hamilton out front. Hands the basketball off to Aaron Holiday. One-on-one with Ulis. Goes into the lane. All the way behind the goal. Turned it over. There was a collision. Both kids hit the deck. The ball rolls free to Kentucky's Murray. He comes all the way behind the goal in the front court. Flips it into the corner, and a three ball is no good by Willis. The ball goes out of bounds off of the Bruins. Briscoe checks back into the lineup now for UK. Hands it off deep in the left corner to a penetrating Jamal Murray. Back out to Ulis out front. Ulis one-on-one with Aaron Holiday. Steps back and zings it to Briscoe. 18 to shoot. Into the corner to Willis. Draws a double in the corner. Lobs it to Briscoe. 14 to shoot. Down the lane, and he's fouled as he shoots. Free throws coming up after the break. Foul is on Bolden. That's his fourth personal. Our final media timeout of the game with 3:57 to go. Briscoe is not a good free throw shooter statistically coming in. He's the guy you don't mind having at the line if you're a Bruins fan. He does make that one. The lead is 10. 15 to shoot for the Bruins. Parker with four fouls, holds out front. Hands it back to Hamilton. Now Holiday with 10 on the timer. Bounces pass into the corner to Alter. The runner with the right hand is good. Slicing through the lane, a little floater. 75-63. The lead is 12 for the Bruins. 3:25 to go. Euless out front for Kentucky. The number one ranked and unbeaten Wildcats. Brings the basketball to the wing on the near side. Murray the catch. Back to Euless on the right, 12 to shoot. Into the corner, the long one for Willis is in the air. Rattles in and out. Bruins have the rebound. Welsh with 3:05 to go. A 12-point Bruins advantage. Holiday across the timeline from our right to left. Bounce pass, Hamilton. One-on-one, right wing against Jamal Murray. And a whistle and a foul. It's going to send Parker to the free throw line.
Bill, we got Shaq in the house tonight, and looks like Calipari is going to apply some hack-a-shack to Tony Parker.
Second free throw for Parker. That's good. And Coach Holford is going to do the same thing. Going to get Parker out of the game with four. Bolden goes back in. He's got four, too, but Tony Parker gets high fives as he goes down the bench after knocking home a pair. 2:50 to go. Kentucky with the ball. Euless all the way down the lane. Shot block inside by Welsh. Bruins come away with it. Another block for Thomas. Alford at midcourt with 2:40 to go, and the Bruins leading by 14. Brings the ball to the middle of the floor. Running some clock. Now back to the center circle. And a handoff to Holiday. 13 to shoot for the Bruins. Holiday goes behind his back. Crosses over. Bolden in the corner. Back to Alford with 8. Bryce puts it on the deck. Step back jumper for 2. Off balance, in and out. No good. Willis the rebound. Kentucky with the ball down 14. 2:14 to go. Murray goes behind the board. Bounce pass to Briscoe. Reverses it on the left side. Willis the catch and shot is good for 3. And Kentucky calls time. Holiday coming down the left sideline. Harassed by Euless. Draws a double. A bounce pass to Bryce Alford at midcourt. And they reach in on Bryce there as Murray reaches in and commits the foul. That'll be his first personal. Bryce to the line with 2 free throws. A minute 58 to go. 2 for 2. Clock turning. 1:55 to go. Wildcats down 13. In the front court, here's Jamal Murray. Fades, fires, and missed, but he was fouled shooting a 3. And that was Hamilton that got him. And the third free throw is good. The lead is 11. A minute 50 to go. Even if you're the Golden State Warriors, who are unbeaten, winning 38 in a row is hard.
That's very impressive.
It's almost impossible.
Yes.
Here's the inbound. A quick double team. Bolden, though, comes away with it. And a foul on Kentucky with 1:47 to go. And the second one is good, but we have a lane violation. And Briscoe stepped off and then tried to get back onto the line in the lane after Bolden got the ball. He's going to get another free throw. And it cost Kentucky a point. Free throw is good. It's 81-68 with a minute 45 to go. Here's Euless across the line from left to right. Goes behind the board into the corner to Murray. He'll heave a 3 that's good with a minute 37 to go. And Coach Cal calls timeout for Kentucky. It's 81-68 with a minute 37 to go.
2 defensive lapses by Isaac Hamilton down the stretch. One, he fouled a 3-point shooter. There he got caught ball watching, got back screen for Jamal Murray to get the open corner 3.
So we're down to the final minute 37. And the Bruins trying to end UK's 38-game winning streak. A year ago, it was all Kentucky at the United Center. And yes, it was a different team that jumped out to a 24-0 lead to start the game and a 41-7 advantage at the half. But the Bruins knew on that long flight back from Chicago that there would be a rematch in December at Pauley Pavilion. And there are 6 NBA Wildcats that are long gone. But for this group to play the way it has tonight says an awful lot.
Yeah, definitely. For them to come out from the opening tip tonight, Bill, and compete on this level against the number one ranked team, Kentucky Wildcats, who are a good team, and they've been able to sustain their intensity and their effort throughout the entire game. Just a credit to Coach Alford and his staff for preparing the guys for this game and getting them mentally focused and engaged, ready for play tonight.
Thomas Welsh with 20 and 10 rebounds. Tony Parker has 11. Meanwhile, if you look at the Kentucky bigs tonight, Lavizier has just 6. We mentioned that Lee got injured early, just 2. Poitras, ineffective, 4 points before he fouled out. So with a minute 37 to go, leading by 10, 81-71, the Bruins will have the basketball. Jonah Bolden, their athletic sophomore from Sydney, Australia, flips the basketball into Holiday. He draws a quick double, but he splits it. Lobs it to midcourt. Hamilton holds the ball there. Bruins will try to run some clock with their 3-guard alignment out there. Alford right in the center circle is able to get the basketball over to Holiday. 15 to shoot. 10-point game. UK not fouling. Hamilton in the corner. And now they do foul. And that is Vizier committing his fourth on a reach-in with a minute 17 to play.
Coach Alford imploring his team to rebound. They need to rebound all the missed shots.
Coming to midcourt. Kentucky's Tyler Ulis hands it to Murray, middle of the floor. He'll step back and heave a deep three. That's good again. 83-74, UK within nine, a minute six to go. Full court press, inbound Hamilton. Coming down the right sideline, and they'll foul him with a minute exactly to play. And UCLA leading by nine. Fouls on Murray, that's his third. He makes the next one, Bruins by 10. 1 minute to go. UCLA a little zone presser now. Try to eat up some clock. Ulis, though, fires it to Murray. His bomb for three is no good. Rebound to Willis of Kentucky. Dribbles back outside the arc. Pops and missed again. All for the rebound with 48 seconds to go. And the Bruins by 10. Outlets to Welsh. Bruins zigzag to midcourt. And a foul on Willis as he reached in on Hamilton with 41.8 seconds left. A 10-point game. And now the Bruins start to feel it a little bit. Number one could be going down tonight in Westwood, 84-74. Disgusted John Calipari just stands with his hands folded in front of him. Two for two for Isaac Hamilton. UCLA by 12, 86-74. The ball rolls the midcourt. Ulis picks it up there, 40 seconds to play. He'll heave a deep right wing three off the iron, missing. Tom Welsh the rebound and a foul with 33.8 seconds to play. And Welsh will shoot free throws. Welsh misses the second free throw. Remains a 13-point UCLA lead. 28 seconds to go. Murray a deep head of the key three. That grazes the iron, no good. Rebound, Brosco. He'll stick it back up and in. Kentucky has no timeouts left. 87-77. Inbound comes to the Bruins' Isaac Hamilton. Lobs to Alford. Shot clock is off. Kentucky may not foul here. 14 seconds to go. Alford dribbling at midcourt. Coach Cal says don't foul. With 8 seconds to go, Alford dribbles at midcourt. And tonight, the mighty Bruins from Westwood take down number one Kentucky.
Great win. Great win.
The final score, 87-77 tonight in Westwood.